Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good afternoon. Good afternoon on this nice January day. We're down here broadcasting from Rocky Mount, North Carolina. And this afternoon, we're in the high 40s, low 50s. Temperature pretty good. I know some of you on the East Coast are still trying to battle with the rest of that snow and getting out. But we thank you for tuning in, and I want to thank my grandson again for allowing us to use his voice as a voiceover artist to introduce this show. Every time I come on the airways here, when Home Base Business 101 is Baba Jahi. And so, you know, we're just really excited and thankful. And we want to thank the 50,000-plus people who have tuned into a show here on Home Base Business 101. And then last week, we had over 426 people that tuned in to one of our shows and our new format of how we're doing broadcasting here on Home Base Business 101. And we truly want to thank you, truly making this listener-supported radio. Without your listeners and people tuning in, you know, it would be like we're just talking to the air. But people are actually tuning in, and which means that people value the information that we're sharing. And with that said, the information I'm going to go over today, I really want to emphasize people valuing the information. Again, though, we want to do is, before I get into the content for today, is to share, again, our condolences with one of our hosts, Ms. Victoria Falk, who normally does our Monday show on what's going on in New York City and the world of travel. And I believe she will be on tomorrow with my wife, Mama Jahi, as they do booking travel and how to get to that destination that you want to get. She lost her father last week, and so our heart goes out to her. You know, whenever we have to bury a loved one, especially our parents, you know, that's a heavy burden. And just saying a little bit about that is, I remember growing up, the conversation and dialogue that I had with my dad, and my dad told me the following. He says, if we live right, he says, you'll bury me, I won't bury you. And at the time, you know, as a teenager, you know, I ain't thinking about burying nobody. But my father reminded me of the fact that the way the life cycle's supposed to work, I'm his child, and that he's not supposed to bury his child. His child's supposed to bury him. And so, you know, I'm very thankful for that information, and that sort of helped me stay intact and stay away and stay, you know, from going astray, getting involved with dangerous kind of things that some of my friends growing up were doing, simply because I knew that I could not put my life in jeopardy, because my father already told me that as his child, it was not his responsibility to bury his child, but his child's responsibility to bury him. And so I say that just to give you another perspective on the life cycle, death, and how we need to deal with those issues. And so, you know, again, our heart goes out to Ms. Falk as she's going through that transition of taking care of her father's last rites, and he has transitioned into the role of becoming an ancestor. And with that, you know, there's a lot of power in that, because there's three aspects of our community, and those three aspects are the following. Based on my spiritual and my outlook, whatever it is, that those three aspects are those who are yet to be born, those that are here, and those of us that have come here and are no longer here. Those are the three elements of our community: those yet to be born, those that are living here in the present, and then those that were here and are no longer here and who have transitioned into the next dimension. We all will transition at some point into that next dimension. And that next dimension is what we call being an ancestor. And that is a very powerful dimension. I stay in touch with my ancestors, which is basically those ancestors of mine that were very close to me growing up, my grandmothers, my grandfather, but especially my mother's mother, who I spent a lot of time with, was the inspiration for me becoming a business owner and getting involved in business. She raised her children, and I know some of you are probably saying, what does all of this got to do with today's topic? I'm just giving you some background information. But my grandmother, on my mother's side, she raised all of her children from basically being an entrepreneur when people in the African-American community did not define themselves as entrepreneurs. She basically sold suppers. And from her cooking, her and one of my great aunts, and I can't remember my great aunt's name, I think it was called my Aunt Gussie or whatever. I don't remember as a child growing up, but her and my great aunt, they cooked food on the weekends, and my mother and my uncles and my aunts, they had to go deliver suppers. But that's what paid the rent. That's what paid the bills. That's what put clothes on their back. That's what kept food on the table. And so my grandmother was an entrepreneur. She knew who she could take credit from, who she couldn't. She knew how to run a business. And when I went into business for myself, she sat down with me and shared with me a lot of business tips. And so, you know, I say all of that to say is before I get into my content, for those of you that have family members that are still in your midst, make sure you spend time with them. A lot of times you do not know all the things that they've been through and advice that they can give you that can help you with your business. So make sure you talk with them and communicate with them. And I always tell people the best time to really do that is come Thanksgiving, come Christmas, when family gets together and everyone's sitting around eating and talking. Do more than watch a football game. Sit and engage the elders in conversation, because one day they're no longer going to be here, and they are treasure maps. They can give you so much information that can help you with guiding your life. Okay, with all of that background information shared, let me get into today's content. Okay, there's something going down this weekend that people need to be aware of, and that is the Surge 365 Winter Regional Convention. Now, why is that so significant? Because the travel industry is about to take a serious market shift and change based on this company. The same way when Microsoft did what it needed to do and a market shift took place. Same way with Facebook and a market shift took place. Just imagine if you had been in the room, that dorm room, when Mark Zuckerberg came up with the idea, him and some of his friends, called Facebook. How much would you be worth today? Well, Surge 365 was launched last year, and it's evolved, and now they're moving to phase two of Surge 365, and we'll be introducing something this weekend called the Vortex. Right, so what is the Vortex? It's going to be a way to book travel, and for people that's involved in being able to share the Vortex, make tremendous dollars in commissions by being able to offer people a way to book travel cheaper than anybody else. You hear what I said? Cheaper than anybody else. A market shift is going to take place. Don't have all of the details. I can share some today, but by the time I do my Sunday morning show, the Gospel of Working from Home, and next week we'll have all of the details together, baby, to give you the whole 411. But if you're in the Atlanta area and you want to get the information firsthand, you can text me at 252-406-0774. That's 252-406-0774. And we'll make sure that you get the information so that you can go to where the happenings are going to be as this market shift is unveiled and rolled out. You hear what I said? A market shift. And see, if you don't know how to position yourself when a market shift takes place, you lose out. Now, what do we mean by market shifts? Let's look at some market shifts that took place. There used to be a time when we had vinyl records, you know what I mean? I used to love my vinyl records. Then we went from vinyl records to 8-track tapes. Then from 8-tracks to cassettes. From cassettes to CDs. And we, you know, and also we went from the 16 millimeter movies to beta, then to VHS, and to now DVDs. Each time one of those market shifts took place, there was money that was made, and people that was in position to take advantage of the market shift, they earned significant income. I'm saying that to say, you need to check out Surge 365, learn about the market shift that's going to take place in one of the largest industries in the world, the $8.1 trillion travel industry. It's going to be huge. And you might think, well, you know, hey, well, I'm with such and such company. You know, it ain't that big of a deal. That's a lie. It is a big deal. As Art Williams used to say in Airwaves, which is a company I was involved in, that was involved in a market shift that upset and turned the life insurance industry upside down, and Art became a billionaire, and other people became millionaires because of a market shift with a little simple concept called buy term and invest the difference. It turned upside down the life insurance industry, and this was about to happen with this travel industry with Surge 365 and the Vortex. And one of the other things about what's about to happen is that those who are competing with Surge 365, you're not going to be able to catch up. And you might figure, well, that's just hype. You're just saying that. You're not going to be able to catch up. We have the marketing guru, Mr. James Tackett, who has done marketing videos and training for such companies as Avon, Herbalife, Legal Shield, which used to be called Prepaid Legal, and what we have, he says, nobody else is going to be able to get because he ain't sharing it with nobody. And so it's the same when A.L. Williams turned the life insurance industry upside down. It took the industry 8 years to respond, and even when they did, they still responded with an inferior product called Universal Life. I'm not going to do a life insurance class on today's call, but being involved in the industry, that they, even when they tried to catch up, they weren't in position to offer a product that came anywhere close to what we have offered in terms of A.L. Williams. That's the same thing that's about to go down in the travel industry. Even for those that want to try to catch up and compete, they won't even be able to offer a product nowhere near what we're offering, because they're going to be restricted due to parity and some other issues that involve in the travel industry. So I say all of that to say, today is a preview. I'm basically sharing information with you today to let you know that something's going down. Keep your ears open. And you want to, if you seriously want to make some money, you seriously want to build a company within a company, you seriously want to go after that million-dollar dream in network marketing, Surge 365 is the company to be a part of. It's not hype. It's not, you know, well, yeah, all the companies say that. Well, I know they do. But the bottom line is, do you have a product that can enable you to take what you say in marketing and become a reality? And the track record of the founders of Surge 365 speaks for itself. In the previous company, YTB, your travel biz, company did over $1 billion, $3 billion in travel bookings. Help people make more money than all of the pretend companies that exist out there. All of the other companies keep telling people, you know, we're doing this, we're doing that, and, you know, hey, we can compete with them. But people are not making the kind of money that people have made in this industry through the vehicles that Mr. Coach, we call him Coach Tolmer, and his son Scott Tolmer, been able to position people to take advantage of. So if you really want to make some money, you need to pay attention to what's going on again this weekend, and we have some guest invitations for those that might want to attend, but you need to text me at 252-406-0774 and say, I want to be able to attend the Surge 365 Winter Regional Convention as a guest so that I can get positioned to start on my journey to becoming a millionaire through the $8.1 trillion travel industry. So that's the gist of what we wanted to share today. Got a few more other comments, and I'm going to wrap up here. Tune in tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Cynthia Jahi and Ms. Victoria Falk will be sharing with you the wonderful world of travel and how travel is the number one thing that people love to do, like to do. And we always ask people in our previous company and now in this company, if you had all of the money and all of the time, what would you do? And 99 out of 100 people say travel. Go see the world. You know, I always share with people, you know, go see the world. You know, if you've never seen a whale, go somewhere where, you know, you can go see whales. Remember being in the military, you know, going to a place like Portland, Oregon, and up in Washington, the state of Washington on the West Coast, the Puget Sounds, and, you know, you could go out and you could see whales. You know, being able to explore country, explore the world. I got my first glimpse and taste of travel being in the United States military and the United States Navy, going to different countries and seeing culture and concepts and things that people did, some good, some that I don't really don't care to talk about. But the bottom line is I experienced travel through the military. Now, you know, for most people, you haven't been in the military. How do you still experience travel as a citizen? You need to be involved in the travel industry. And my God, don't forget about it. You listen to a lot on this show, the wonderful tax benefits from being involved in the travel industry. The average person who makes $50,000 a year is overpaying their taxes by $3,000 to $5,000 a year. Get involved in this home-based business travel industry, and we can help you get back an extra $3,000 to $5,000 a year on your taxes if you make $50,000 plus. If you make $100,000 plus, well, we can help you get back an extra $9,000 to $15,000 a year on your taxes by being involved in a home-based business travel industry through Surge 365. So there's a lot of perks and a lot of benefits being involved in this company besides the product and being able to help people. I mean, everybody, you know, they're going somewhere. Why shouldn't you get paid to help people with where they're going to go? Why not? You know, it's not taking advantage of folk. I mean, you know, the bottom line is this. We refer people to movies. We refer them to restaurants. We refer people to a lot of different things. All the different things you refer people to, how many of them do you get paid on? Ask yourself that question as you listen to this show today. And we're going to show you how to get paid on being able to refer people to being able to book travel with you. Not with me, with you. And be able to help them go where they want to go, do what they want to do, experience an experience of a lifetime, save them money on it, and you're going to get a commission check. Because that's the other aspect. Is what our goal is to help people save more, help people earn more, and help people travel more. And just imagine being able to help somebody do what they want to do anyway, save them on the cost of being able to do it, and you can get paid. That is awesome, awesome, awesome. So I hope you enjoyed the information that we shared today. I'm going to wrap up now. I know it's a little before the half hour part that we were supposed to do today, but we did get in a good 28 minutes, I mean 26 minutes of content here today on the day show. So we thank you for tuning in again, making this listener support radio. Remember, for those that want more information, whether you listen to this live or you're listening to it in the archives, text us at 252-406-0774 so that we can give you more information to help you be able to get involved in the market shift that Surge 365 is initiating this weekend in the Atlanta, Georgia area with the Surge 365 Winter Regional Convention. So make sure that you get that text out to us. Make sure that you get more information. And, you know, as Art Williams used to tell us in Air Williams, just do it. That's all. Just do it. You just do it and you're going to benefit from it. So until next time, God bless you. Make sure you tune in tomorrow at 3 o'clock as we have another show here on Home Based Business 101 on Blog Talk Radio. God bless you. Love you. And we thank you for your listenership and helping truly make Home-Based Business 101 one of the top radio shows here on Blog Talk Radio. So until next time, I'm waiting on that text. Take care. God bless. Peace.